There are two kinds of magic. There is the kind that lifts you up and fills you with wonder, saving you when all is lost or opening doors to new worlds of possibility. And there is the kind that wrecks you, that shatters you, bitter in your mouth and jagged in your hand, breaking everything you touch. Mine was the second kind. "This is a disaster," I muttered.
"I don't see any reason it needs to be, exalted warden."
Odin, the castle steward, a compact and muscular old man with an extravagant mustache, stood with unruffled dignity on the balcony beside me. I'd clambered over its railing to make room for him, since I couldn't safely share a space that small.
"We still have time to prepare guest quarters and make room in the stables."
"That's not the problem. No so-called diplomat arrives a full day early without warning, unless they're up to trouble." I glared down at the puffs of dust rising from the northern trade road. Distance obscured the details, but I made out at least 30 riders accompanying the Elaverin envoy's carriage. And that's too large an escort. They said they were bringing a dozen. Odin's bristly gray brows descended the broad dome of his forehead.
"That's true that I wouldn't expect an ambassador to take so much trouble to be rude."
"They wouldn't. Not if they were planning to negotiate in good faith." And that was what made this a far more serious issue than the mere inconvenience of an early guest. "The Shrike Lord of Alivar is playing games." Odin blew a breath through his mustache.
"Reckless of him, given the fleet of Imperial warships setting off his coast."
"Rather." I hunkered down close to the slate to get under the chill edge that had come into the wind in the past few days, heralding the end of summer. I worked hard to set up these talks between Alivar and the Serene Empire. What in the nine hells is he trying to accomplish? The sun winked off the silver-tipped antlers of six proud stags drawing the carriage. Another gleam caught my eye, however. The metallic flash of sabers and muskets. "Pox," I swore. "Those are all soldiers." Odin scowled down at them.
"I'm no diplomat like you, Warden, but it does seem odd to bring an armed platoon to sign a peace treaty."